You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move.
Just as
there's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And it's going by the book, family. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, brought to you by Watching for Jesus Network. Let y'all know, we also played on a random basis, out of the goodness of his heart, John Kirkler. He does it because he likes our program, our Bible studies. And so he plays our broadcast and Bible studies up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania in highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net and John Kirkler. He has three towers up there in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And he plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. And we appreciate that. He also has sponsors up there. So if you're in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and you have needs of seeing a vendor of some type, check his website out, highpointradio.net. Find out what his sponsors are, and give him a hand, a little bit of a nod there when you go up there. And appreciate that. Welcome, family, to another session of As the Watchman Turns. Well, family, I'm going to take a different tactic today, sort of. Some of the same things, but not exactly. I always have sometimes bring in the same information I've talked about before, but I put the new information in the middle or in the, where it belongs, to show you perspective. Also, I don't know how many new listeners I have, so if I just throw out some of these new concepts I've got, that you won't know how they fit in the overall scheme of the humanist control. People aren't talking about this. This is what's going on. It's not Ebola. It's not, World War III. It's not what Israel is being told to do by the Vatican. It's none of that. It's a humanist control of this world. It's what it is, you see. That's the bottom line. It follows an agenda by committees and organizations that are bloodline, family members. You see, it's all canned. It's all prescripted. Everything is like a movie. And this can be proven. Denial won't change a thing. How high does this go? Four-star generals, Joint Chief of Staff, your State Department, Chatham House in England, London, whatever. They're all part of this. But there's a higher hierarchy above them. Above the Vatican. Yeah, that's correct. And above the Queen Elizabeth of England, Beatrix, and whoever else, it don't matter, whoever they are, kings and queens. There's a hierarchy over them that controls what they do. And your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, they appear to be infamous, they appear to be important, but they're not. They're little worker bees, slaves of the hierarchy, which I've talked about before. And the information, you see, they got to tell you the truth before they do it. They got to reveal who they are. But they do it in such a way that if you don't research it, study it, with an open mind, per se, then you're not going to catch it. So they got us all busy, 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 busy with our personal lives. And they influence it by mind control in all kinds of ways. And I've identified those, and there's other people, a lot of people. Bill Cooper identified this. Gary Kaa identified this. William G. Carr. I mean, there's Nesta Webster. John Robeson, 1798, proofs of conspiracy, for goodness sakes. Major General Smedley D. Butler. Anthony Sutton. Family, it goes back. There's so many. But nobody's listening. Even Eisenhower, before he left, he wanted to get his last shot in. He warned us about the military-industrial complex. Even though they play the part, and they do some of the evil as they're told to by the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Illuminati, the hierarchy. There's a conviction in their soul that they got to at least let it out. Russert, when he was interviewing Bush and Kerry, Bush and Kerry are cousins in the same bloodline of what I'm talking about. Notice how they talk against each other. Well, this president talked about Bush, and the other one talked about Kerry. It's a play, man. It's like a reality show. It's a scripted. It's a fake and a fraud. On serious TV interviews, but it's a fake and a fraud. Kerry, skull and bones. Bush, skull and bones. They got secrets. That's basic. 3-2-2. What's 3-2-2? Oh, a little drama going on. 3-2-2 is a Genesis 3-2-2. Those two wackos think they're going to be gods, and it's not going to happen. Same thing with Ron Paul. He's a Rosicrucian. They're all part of this nonsense. General Boykin, Wesley Clark. Heavy guys there. And what keeps them in the limelight, or keeps them in the trusted, is they have those subordinates under them that would work for them. Couldn't imagine the evil that Boykin is involved in, and Wesley Clark. They don't have any idea about the blood oath that these two have taken to work for the Illuminati. They don't give a hoot whether they went to Command Staff College with you or not. To save their own skins through the Illuminati and the New World Order that's coming, they'd sell you out in a heartbeat, no matter what. And even if you're in a combat situation, you saved your life, doesn't mean a thing. Family, these people are evil because they've taken a blood oath pretty much against mankind. Rick Joyner, Gerald Boykin, these guys. Family, it's rampant. Those are Rhodes Scholars in the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations. Look at Arlington, the cemetery. Now look at the Council of Foreign Relations, and you have the cause. You think it's the enemy, like the Germans and Japanese? No. The Germans and Japanese did the killing. We did the killing. We fought each other because the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Illuminati, the Jesuits caused us to fight each other. We fighting for our lives? Yes. Even Lincoln identifies in a quote before he is assassinated, "The Jesuits caused our Civil War." Lincoln confirms this in a quote. "He got away from their mind control." And Lincoln was no longer participating with the Illuminati, with the Jesuits. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, but after saying that, I need to identify that so those of you that have not heard me before will know I'm not just blowing smoke. A quote from Abraham Lincoln about the Civil War. I quote Abraham Lincoln, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of the noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money, arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us." Unquote. You'll find that in Charles Chitney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, dated 1885 on page 388. A lot is said there, family. A lot is said. And the Jesuits, the CFR, responsible for World War I, World War II, sinking of the Maine as a false flag. Pearl Harbor, absolutely. Korean War is blamed on the Council of Foreign Relations. The blood that shed in the Korean War is blamed on the Council of Foreign Relations. And yet it's still in operation. Oh. All the way up to Vietnam. All the way up to Iraq. All the way up to the Illuminati Bundys and that ranch where white folk against white folk. Now they got black folk against white folk. They got every folk against every folk. And we're not doing a doggone thing except going along with it. But just keep it up there, veterans. Keep it up there, Border Patrol and all you guys out there that are being fooled by the ones above you. Because that's exactly what they're doing. They did it once. They're going to do it again. If you look back at the Civil War, note that the French was on the south. The German Hessians were on the north. A little bit of double crossing going on there. Something had to happen, huh? You see? So the Jesuits worked both sides of our Civil War, according to Lincoln. The Jesuits worked both sides of Japan and Russia through the Rothschilds, funded both sides, making sure that Russia lost. See, they determine the wars, plan the wars, orchestrate the wars, and they determine who's going to win or lose every single war since 1776. That's a fact. Now you see the reality? So when you hear things like Judge Napolitano and all the others talking about this, that, and the other, they don't have a clue because they're a part of it. Are they talking about the humanists? No. Are they talking about the Jesuits? No. Not a lick. They come up with the pseudo-political analysis or whatever, and it's just a bunch of garbage, every one of them, because they're on TV, literally. And guess who controls TV? You got it. The Council of Foreign Relations. They control all media. Since when? Since 1921. Before that was J.P. Morgan when he bought out 25 major newspapers, according to congressional records, and then passed the baton on to the Rockefellers in 1921 when they created the Council of Foreign Relations. That group took over the control of the media from J.P. Morgan. They've owned it ever since. Only time they lost control, really, was in 1950s, when the Chicago Tribune started really putting out good articles and truth. They snuffed that out in about, I don't know, a couple of years. They got rid of the editor and whatever and maintained control. Oh, I'm just not even scratching the surface, family. So a lot of what you get in the news is part truth and the rest is bogus. fear-mongering, mind control at its utmost. But remember, they do tell you some truth. That's the tricky part. They do tell you some truth. You see? So you got to be able to discern what's truth and what's a lie. Now, the average American out here, no matter what ethnic group, or they're all Americans, okay? Whatever, you're in this country, you're cannon fodder when this thing starts off. But they don't realize they lose. Family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then let's get started. I got a lot to tell you today. Lord, we thank you today that we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray. Father, we lift up to you our efforts, Father, our love. Father, we lift up to you our obedience. But Father, sometimes we fall short. We lay before you our sins upon the cross. Lord, you will forgive us of our sins. And the conviction you get from the Holy Spirit, we know that's from love, Lord. Thank you for the infirmities you give us that will guide us, and Father, to give us humbleness, to show us how humble we are to become, to be able to receive that from the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our families. We pray, Lord, that when those come back, we know Satan tightens down. But Father, we depend on you through the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus to protect our families, those that we love, Father, those we pray for, even strangers we pray for, Lord, that aren't our families. That, Lord, we extend that prayer to strangers. And Father, for ourselves, that you'll guide us with the full armor of God. That, Father, that you'll protect us from that outside influence. Lord, we pray for children this month and every month, Lord, but Father, this month especially, through the satanic sacrifices that's going to happen during this month and next month and December. Father, we pray the blood of Jesus around these children, that Father, to find some that let some to escape. Father, that give the others comfort, and to take the sacrifice away from these satanic, these Wiccan, and these Satanists, Father, and all the like. And to strip down their protection, Lord, and expose them, Father, to the entities. But Father, in that exposure, those you know the heart, to bind the Holy Spirit to their heart and use them as a guide for the others. Father, the covenants can be broken up and maybe some can even be saved. Lord, to take away their sacrifices. Father, to close down their portals. And Lord, not to allow them to have their way. But Father, to expose Illuminati, to expose the fallen angels for who and what they really are, and take away their disguises. Lord, they come in human flesh. And Father, the channeling to shut it down, and their psychic prayers, and their psychic warfare, and all their tricks, hexes and vexes, spells and charms, Father, to be shut down. But Father, we call upon you to spread the love of Jesus around us, protect us as we carry on your word and your work, Lord. Father, we pray for the soldiers, for the veterans. We pray for our citizens that are being targeted by the suicide. And Father, we call upon you that you'll, Father, set up divine appointments to lead those away from these suicidal thoughts. That, Lord, to slow down, to tie up this effort of the euthanasia, to destroy this legislation. Father, to cause an awareness among the United States, around the Americans and the born-again Christians, that they'll fight against the euthanasia and fight against the North American Union to be formed. Father, we need specifics, Lord. We need that, Father, to give us time to witness to others. But, Father, we wait and we pray for the return of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. That, Father, he will establish his kingdom there. Father, that's the day we look forward to. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. family, look into spiritual warfare, because they're not teaching it in the churches today. Look into the full armor of God. It's not being taught in the churches today. If your church is being taught that, well, you're way a step ahead of a lot of the others, but the majority are not. These mega churches are virtually worthless because they lead people away from God, not to Him. Feeling ethereal in these rock and roll, I don't know, spiritual rock and roll concerts, New Age preachers come out, and feeling good about the music is not the Holy Spirit. It's the words that convict you that causes you to want to renounce the sins that you're committing. That's what it's all about. It's the words that It's the words that convict, not the music. When the music is making you feel good, oh yeah, man, that's good. I love, oh yeah, that music is good. They could be playing any words they want. And that's pretty much what they do. The drums, in fact, are used to summon demonic entities. Sorry, but it is. Now, y'all get mad at me if you want to. Call me crazy if you want, but if you research, you'll find it to be absolutely true. They use them in voodoo, Indian. They use them in Rick Joyner's church, Morningstar Ministries. I know, because I was there for a three-day conference about 5 years ago before I knew where he belonged to. I thought, man, I'm back in the Congo, which I was in Congo for a year. And I could close my eyes and say, well, man, I'm taking a Hawaiian vacation, or I'm back in the Congo. I said, there's something wrong with this. It was bongo drums. That's all it was. And then I did research on it and discovered that's how they call demonic entities. You'll not find drums in the music of God. Matter of fact, in Psalms, it tells you what music to use. Leviticus, I believe it is. It tells you. Now, why would that be? Well, family, it's about frequency. Frequency vibrations. Our bodies operate with molecules, atoms, quarks, etc. It's based on frequency vibration at 186,000 miles per second of vibrational. In other words, if you take a cube of ice and you have a slow vibrational frequency of the ice particles, all right, you add energy to it, it increases the speed of the frequency of the ice particle, ice molecules, and they melt because of the heat. Increase it even more, and you get steam. Well, there's your three heavens. The ice cube is Earth, of our frequency vibration. The second heaven, where the demonic realm established, is not in hell. There are demons in hell that torment those that rejected Jesus Christ. Yeah. But your fallen angels in higher level angelic race that are fallen are in the second heaven. That's the known universe of where no flesh can reside. That's correct. NASA's a bunch of liars. They've taken a blood oath because they're mostly Freemasons. And other Rhodes Scholars or other members of secret societies. They've taken a blood oath to lie. In the name of God, by the way. So you can't trust anything NASA says. Literally. Literally. And that includes the astronauts. Because the majority of them, if not all, are Freemasons. Freemasons, you got to get out of the Freemasonry. And now. And no secrets in your family. There's something wrong with that in the first place. But anyway, the second heaven is where the supernatural realm resides, and on these planets, there's portals that they can travel through. And you know how they get through the portals? By getting energy. You know where they get the energy from? Human sacrifice. Now you know why they sacrifice children all the way back to the Egyptian days to Mayans, a bunch of murderers, voodoo. And your executive staff, London, England, Sweden, United States, your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, your Illuminati, sacrifice children for the same purposes. Some children are born into slavery of this Illuminati, never to ever see the daylight. It's like they're breeding pigs or something. Breeding animals for sacrifice. They breed children. You have so much evil in our governments, all of them, worldwide, you can't even imagine. This is what the undercurrent of what they're hiding from you. They're making you look at Wicca, which is witchcraft, as the evil, which it is, but taking your eyes off the presidents, the legislators at the highest level, CEOs, military commanders at the highest level, Queen Elizabeth and all the rest of them, of the Merovingian bloodline, that are deeply involved in this child sacrifice. Sounds crazy, don't it? But it's not. It's true. At the highest level of these governments, that's what they do. And this human sacrifice by the harp that controls the weather, by disasters they produce, it produces energy that opens up these portals. It weakens the veil between the second heaven and the first heaven, allowing the demonic entity, if it has enough energy, to be able to manifest in the flesh as the sons of God of the Old Testament. Do you not recall the flood? What do you think the flood was for? The flood was to destroy the abominations that the fallen angels created by manipulating mankind and DNA and evil that resided there before the flood. Man's hearts were continually evil at all times. Family, that evil and death that was created before the flood fueled the manifestation of these fallen angels into human form. If they can't manifest in a human form with a different DNA, then they have enough energy to channel through another human being, and that's where you get your channelers. That's what they're for. Tibet, the bald-headed monks that have a key. I guess if he would be a monk, he'd have a monk key. What's key is that? That's the monk key. Oh. The bald-headed fellows up there do the kung fu in the Tibet, in all seriousness, are there for one purpose, to channel the directions of the fallen angels. Kind of like a MP3 player. That's in all seriousness. That's what they're for. So that leads you to know exactly who the Dalai Lama is. So you'd never think that, would you? You see, evil is presented as evil. And everything else must be good, but that's not true. The only good you got is the Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that leads you in the right path. And that's why he says to be born again. This is exactly what's going on in this world today. You see? Now, I've just briefly, I mean, it goes deeper into physics and biology and chemistry and alchemy and all this sort of thing and what I'm telling you. But this is what it's all about. Is they're manifesting. So the evil, the death, destruction, manipulation of the DNA before the flood allowed the fallen angels in the second heaven realm, the fallen ones, to manifest physically on this earth. So when the flood came, destroyed essentially their children. Don't think of children in the same way that you would think of children. These children were total evil and giants that were monstrosities you can't even imagine. And the atmosphere was different back then, too. That fostered giants after the flood. Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth scattered. I'm not going into some detail there, but they went different directions to renew the human race again. 3 generations later, say 100 years or so, give or take, Nimrod was the target of the cursed race of Ham. Matter of fact, today I talked to people and told them, give an explanation of why Noah cursed Cana when he saw his father naked, when Ham saw his father naked. That's part of it. I've explained that today to some folks, but that's part of it, because that was the cursed bloodline of Ham to Cush, to Nimrod. And then Nimrod married his mother, remember? Became his wife, Semiramis. Here we go. It's all about abomination. And that's when the cursed race of Ham to Cana, to Nimrod, acquired the knowledge of alchemy once again. And witchcraft. Masonry. Not masonry, building bricks and all that. No. We're talking about knowledge of the universe. Which is the only thing going to accomplish them is to get them into hell quicker. Like real quick. Direct link. The knowledge of good and evil. That's what killed Adam and Eve on the long term. Made them become from mortal, immortal to mortal. Became God's first human sacrifice. But they had to replenish the earth. Family, there's a lot going on today. And a lot of it has to do with what's happening today. We're doing it again. So by death and destruction, caused by wars, allows these fallen angels to manifest. That's what wars are for. And to control human beings. But these wars, these violence, the manipulation of the elements is all about them coming back to reestablish, they think, their reign on this earth. That's what all this is about. And to eliminate mankind as they tried to do before the flood. After the flood, it talks about all through the Old Testament, after the flood, about giants. Villages, communities, cultures of giants had to be dealt with. Even American Plain. Indians have the legend of the skinwalkers. In fact, it's all about the supernatural. So to do that, Satan has a plan. He's limited by what God will allow, but by us turning away, gives him more latitude to operate. That's how that works. Now, that's the big picture. But we're going to talk about the small picture. You know, Ebola and World War III and things like that. We can talk about those things. But the big picture, oh, something went on there. So the big picture is the coming tribulations. That's the big picture. There's a coming tribulations. But in the meantime, we have to deal with the rest. Is my sound doing okay? I need someone to tell me because just a few minutes ago, there's a change in my sound. It's better right now than it was before. I got this problem, I think, with my headset. But I cranked it up a little bit when I thought I wasn't getting out. But now it's really getting out big time. It almost blew my ears off for myself. So let me know if you all hear a difference to my sound as of about 3-4 minutes ago. Now, it's quite a bit different, actually. Now, well, family, the small picture. First of all, the big picture. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9 to 12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Family, that's serious. That's very serious because that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's happening. So it brings us upon October 14th. Well, that's today. And we got what's called Shemitah. First 2 weeks bringing ominous signs. Man, family, this Shemitah and Harbinger is absolutely disgusting. And I'll tell you why. On this article about Shemitah, that Jonathan Konjob, the first part of it, the first paragraph, it talks about, quote, blood moons, plummeting stock markets, growing Ebola pandemic dominating the headlines this past week. If that's not enough cause for concern, there's an army of Islamic terrorists bearing down on the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. None of this should come as a surprise to those who have read The Mystery of the Shemitah by Jonathan Kahn, a Messianic rabbi, Bible teacher from New Jersey, who has also authored the best-selling book, The Harbinger, in 2012. Without a doubt, the Shemitah year, which kicked off September 25th, has begun with a blast of bad news. Kahn predicted in the Harvey Wallbanger, that America would come under judgment in the wake of a 9/11 attacks because, rather than being humbled, Mystery Shemitah land, repentant, the nation doubled down on abortions, pornography, removal of prayer, and all things Christian from the public square. Okay. Now let's back up a minute. In the Shemitah, he reveals that judgment comes in a backslidden nation in accordance with a seven-year cycle. What a liar. That correlates with the Hebrew calendar. In Leviticus 25, God commanded the Israelites to observe a Sabbath year once every 7 years in which they would let their land lie fallow. While in Deuteronomy 15, he instructed them to cancel debts. He's going back to the Old Testament. You see, now let's go back and talk about the truth. First of all, there's no blood moons except for one. He's a liar there. There's one blood moon in the seven-year tribulation period. And family, in the history of mankind, there's only going to be one tribulation period and one judgment. Well, actually, two judgments. One judgment, judgment seat of Christ, for those that accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then there's a second judgment at the end of the thousand-year millennial reign, which is called the Great White Throne Judgment, for all those rejected Jesus Christ will be punished and reminded why. Long story short, only two. And there's only one seven-year cycle, and it's called the Great Tribulations in the history of all mankind. So already that book is worthless. Now, plummeting stock markets. Really? Because the stock market is perfectly controlled by the Federal Reserve and the Illuminati. They control depressions, recessions, and inflationary periods like you do a checkbook and your budget. That's one of the reasons McKinley was killed, because he was interfering with their financial plan. And Charles Lindbergh, child was abducted, murdered within a mile and a half of the house as a warning for the father to shut up about talking about the financial situation, where he says that the financial, like depressions, are scientifically calculated. You get my point here? There's nothing cyclic about this at all. Family, they plan the Great Depression in 1913. 1921, it was set up. J.P. Morgan had a minor depression that's not really recorded in history, unless you really research for it, that caused people to panic by design. And then he came in, this is recorded in history, of course, to save the nation by influxing money into the stock market by design, caused it to come up with a false sense of security with a seven-year cycle, man-made seven-year cycle. You see? And so that caused everybody that panicked to now make sure they got their money, so they started investing in the stock market. Pew! Up it went. So the bank robberies too, didn't they? And the crime, didn't they? Mm-hmm, that's right. Till 1921, 1927. 6 years. Federal Reserve had a meeting, a special little meeting, by the way, to plan the Great Depression. So by 1928, a Wall Street cover called IG Farben Chemical Cartel fully, 100%, fully funded Adolf Hitler, financed by Wall Street, 100%, and old Ford was in on it too. Fully funded Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler studied Blavatsky. Adolf Hitler was Roman Catholic. Adolf Hitler was second cousin to Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, and Churchill. They're all second cousins. How about that? Isn't that amazing? After all, Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip. Kind of proverbial, all in the family, huh? Through the Rothschilds, grandfathers, and all kinds of passing around their seed of Satan. And all our presidents, every one of them, except for Van Buren, are lower-level cousins of the same family bloodline as they're appointed president of the corporation that's called United States of America Incorporated since the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783, which King George III was made Prince of the USA Incorporated. We're a dummy corporation. Always have been. A colony of England. You see? So is Canada, Australia, and Israel. Fake Israel, by the way. Now, knowing these facts, you can kind of see where, for me, it's, you know, when you look at the news, it's nonsense and it's shemitah. So back to what I was talking about. Plummet in stock markets is orchestrated. And they planned the Great Depression. And then following the Great Depression was a military coup of the U.S. government, using Major General Smedley D. Butler in our weakest time. That was all planned. Now you see, my regular listeners, how this fit in. All pre-planned ahead. World War II was planned a long time, 1873. World War I, World War II, and World War III, yet to come, was planned before 1873 by Albert Pike, a Freemason, in Little Rock, Arkansas. He sent a letter to Manzini explaining the three world wars that was to lead into the New World Order. Any one of them could have done it. They planned a New World Order, League of Nations, in World War I, failed. They planned a New World Order in 1943. It failed. They planned a New World Order in World War III. It's going to succeed. But only for a temporary period of time, because that's going to bring Jesus Christ back. And the real seven-year tribulations. That's what's coming. This Jonathan Kahn is nothing but a con job like the rest of them. And it just ticks me off to the most to have good people fooled by these people. It just really torques my jaw bad. A growing Ebola pandemic. You notice all of a sudden it's not the flu now, it's Ebola everywhere. Every turn is Ebola. I may even start using my dishwasher and turn it on double speed just so I don't get some Ebola. Maybe put my head in a plastic bag or something and go outside. Oh, I'd have to put a hole in it, wouldn't I? Family, it's ridiculous. What starts the pandemic is the vaccine. So they're going to give out vaccines that are real. And when they get ready to start the pandemic, if they feel as comfortable like they did in 2009, they were going to, then they'll give the lot, L-O-T, that has the disease in it. Kind of like Russian roulette, but they control it. Ebola, flu, HIV, Gulf War syndrome, or viruses were made in a laboratory. A depopulation plan. You'll find this knowledge in different places if you research it. It's out there. So the blood moons is a farce. The plummeting stock markets is controlled. A growing Ebola pandemic is orchestrated. They tried this in 2009 with flu. They said thousands and thousands of people died. No, they didn't. Not over a pandemic in 2009. Then they had the vaccines ready to go, but not enough people were taking it, so they called it off. We were supposed to have a pandemic back in 2009. They called it off. Had to destroy that lot. The Harbinger, 2012. It's noted to be, by the even the author, it's a fictional storyline. So why in the world would I want to read a fictional storyline with someone's not fought or not led by the Holy Spirit? Why you want to do that? Why not the King James Bible that tells you 100% what's going to happen? They give dates here. There's no date. No one knows the day or the hour. And America would come under judgment in the wake of 9/11 attacks. Well, the 9/11 attacks was planned September 11th, 1966. That was when the Freemasons dedicated the cornerstone of the World Trade Center, the two towers of Jacqueline and Boaz, Boaz and Jacqueline, of Freemasonry, secret societies, of human sacrifice to open up those portals was the World Trade Center bombing. Because in year 2000, we're supposed to be in a new world order. World War III was supposed to have taken place between June 1999 and December 1999. It failed to happen. They don't tell you about those things. Wesley Clark was a part of it, actually. In June 1999, in Kosovo, that's supposed to be the trigger during the invasion of Kosovo by American forces, NATO forces. Wesley Clark was supposed to give the spark. Right now, just for the heck of it, why don't you just look up the general who tried to start World War III? Just do it, just for the heck of it. Wesley Clark, plus sign, search bar, tried to start World War III. Look what you get. And I was in Kosovo about 2 months, 3 months after that. I saw what happened there after it. I was there during October to December 1999. It was there 5 years, actually, after that. There was never any conflict of Russia in December 1999. Never happened. That was a lie. It was spoken about on a certain radio show in a dramatic reenactment of Orson Welles. But this was World War III kicking off with Putin. Well, that never happened in December 31st, 1999. Not even remotely. Not even close. Because I was there, right on the border of Serbia and Kosovo. I was working with the Russians personally and with certain Albanian terrorists. I was working with them. Stick that up, you wazoo, NSA. They really sometimes get my gourd, I tell you what. Because they're Freemasons and they lie to the American public. Muhammad Jamali was a friend of mine. They killed him a year after I left. Family, y'all been lied to. You're being misled. Is Khan or any of the rest of them, Sid Roth, all the rest of them, whoever, are talking about the Jesuits? Or disbanding the Council of Foreign Relations? Or the humanist agenda? No. They're not, because they're part of it. I'd boycott that book so fast, I'd use it for toilet paper. Because it's worthless. Is it going to tell you what they're going to do, what they're planning to do? Sure. Probably is. But they're taking the credit for it. Saying it, or they're trying to pass the blame on to God and the supernatural. It's not at all. It's being orchestrated. Every bit of it is. God commanded the Israelites to observe the Sabbath year once every 7 years. See, the Sabbath was fulfilled by Jesus. After he died, rose again, ascended, he fulfilled the Sabbath. Any day is okay. There's not one Sabbath day, Saturday or Sunday. Uh-uh. It was before Jesus, yes. You can pick any day you want to be your Sabbath. Because Jesus Christ is the Sabbath. They don't tell you that because they want you all to come to the same church, either Saturday or Sunday, put all the money in the pot because they want it, and then lead you down this new age, new theology they're putting out in these mega churches. That's why they want you to do it Saturday or Sunday. The SDA says it's Saturday. No, it's not. The Christian side or the Roman Catholic says it's Sunday. Sun God, sun worship. No, it's not. It's any day you choose. If you as a church, which are two or more gathered, come together, it's not a name. It's a worship of God is what it is. Any day you want to. If you choose on a certain Sunday, fine. Monday, fine. Whatever day it is okay. As long as you have one Sabbath during the course of a week to worship God. Don't matter when. And that's in the scriptures too, by the way. Now, I'm not going to go that route right now because I'm talking about something else. But what I'm telling you is the truth. Same thing about tithing. Doesn't mean you don't do it. It just means it's not required 10%. That's what the church is telling y'all. It's 20% or 1%, whatever you can do. And it means God will set it up. He'll lead you in the right path when you pray. If you've got a poor old lady, poor old man, he just makes medial money, just mediocre, and he gives you 20, 40, 50, 60 bucks, maybe half of his paycheck, or maybe a third of his paycheck, which is probably minimal. And then you got this millionaire, gives $1 million. That old man that gave that part of his paycheck is a lot more, and God will appreciate a lot more than what the other guy gave. It's the heart that counts. It's what's in the heart that matters. It's not the amount. It's what's in the heart. That's what God sees. He says in the Shemitah, he reveals that judgment comes in a backslidden nation. Okay, if it's backslidden, how come they're not advising we eliminate the Council of Foreign Relations? Take all Freemasons out of public office. How come they don't say that? They give a nebulous or a kind of ambiguous solution that they know can't be done. But it does sell books, you know. I believe in action that will work. So you want action that will work? You take out all the Knights of Malta, all the Rhodes Scholars, and put them out of work. You fire them. There's McDonald's can hire. That's not a problem. They might even make good managers in McDonald's. No, we eat there. Never mind. Forget that. Because they've taken a blood oath against you. Now, I say this because some of them's probably hearing me. So then they'll recognize, well, yeah, I did take a blood oath to lie, cheat, and steal in the name of God. But actually, it's for the good of all mankind. You think. We don't. We don't think it's good at all. The ends do not justify the means. That's another lie they tell the Freemasons. These are secrets you must keep because the ends justify the means. The means are much bigger than what we can imagine. So it's really good we do this. Well, that's another lie they're telling you. It's not either. Because they want your soul. So they're throwing in here this Deuteronomy, instructing them to cancel debts in line with the same 7-year timetable. Family, if they have this period of prosperity, they're going right along with the tribulations, just like God warned us about. If there's a financial recycle or reset of the world currency, man, that's got nothing to do with God. It has to do with mankind's manipulation of the money to pay and buy you off. And then comes the mark of the beast. They load you down with load you down with cards. They hire or use their CIA, NSA guys to steal identities on purpose, so to show you how weak you are. And they say, well, isn't it better to put a digital tattoo on your skin? That way, and you have your own encryption? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So Regina Dugan would just love that, wouldn't she? From DARPA to Google. Yeah. The VeriChip, the corporation going from chip. Oh, I don't like that idea of a needle sticking that old piece of rice in my skin. Oh, but I do like that tattoo because it's got Batman on it. Don't you like that, Junior? Yeah, Daddy. I like Superman on mine. So they get a little digital tattoo for your kid. Isn't that nice? knowing that it can listen to conversations, control their behavior, actually administer drugs, deliver electrical shock. Oh, that goes back to 1973. I've already talked about that many times. They can hack into your pacemaker. Those things are amazing, what they can do with that digital tattoo. A family literally, it interfaces with your soul. Literally. ELF transmission. It's a synthetic demonic entity is what it involves in being. To get right down to it. Now, they don't want you to know that. Tell you that right off the get-go. Shemitah, the mystery of Shemitah, is a load of garbage. The only thing it does is tell you what they already got planned, and that gives, they have to give you some truth in order to pull you in with the rest of the baloney. But they come up with a 7-year cycle to copy the 7-year tribulations of the Bible to make you think that this is normal, that this happens all the time, but it does not. You know, in this article, they even talk about similarities to the 1930s depression, since they created it anyway. I mean, these people are sneaky. They are so sneaky with their con jobs at the highest level. And they support the selling of these books. They support the guest appearances on these shows and on TV to mislead a public that's panicked, looking for answers. They provide you lies and distraction to lead you away from the truth while claiming to follow Jesus, and they don't at all. Another article I found was Sweden close to being a cashless society. Belgium developing the Euthanasia Act. Already committed euthanasia for children. It's already happened. All around us, all this is happening. 4 out of 5 purchases in Sweden are paid electronically or by debit card with the development of cheaper technology, and that trend is moving toward a fully cash-free society, according to a new report. Quote, Mick Nerval, Swedish Federation of Trade. Sweden and the rest of Scandinavia leads the world in terms of cashless trading. And goes on to talk about that. That's the main point, though, is the cashless society is being tested in other nations while we are waiting for the Shemitah. Oh, and by the way, armed robbery is furthermore in decline. Oh, I just can't wait to get my car just to stop the armed robberies. Lowest figure was 5 armed robberies in 2012. Lowest figure in 30 years. So they've come up with all these kind of reasons to support a cashless society, which is leading you right to the mark of the beast. The digital tattoo. Look it up. Regina Duggins. DARPA. Former director of DARPA. Now she works with Google. And see, it's not just the United States. Article came out October 14th today. Has terrorism turned liberal Australia into a police state? See, it's everywhere. Family, it's a world government sneaking up on you. Because it's going by the book. The King James Bible is telling you exactly what's going on. That's the book you need. These other books are worthless. Now, do y'all recall I talked about a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church? See, Christianity is going to be absorbed, restructured by the New Age movement. then's what's going to be led into to destroy Islam and Zionism at the same time will be World War III, the second seal, the real one, not the fake one they've got ginned up now, but the real one after the peace of prosperity and Shemitah, the seven-year cycle of peace. Yeah, you see how close we are? Because they're all part of it. Well, re-spiritualizing Roman Catholicism, October 13th, 2014. That was yesterday. Vatican bishops meeting releases new document praising gay partners. Now, you Catholics out there, is that kind of a re-spiritualization or what? A different look. You know, Pope Francis is a Jesuit. The black pope, Adolfo Nicholas, is a Jesuit. Did you know that Pepe Orsini, that controls both Adolfo Nicholas and Pope Francis, the head Jesuit, is the great pope, Pepe Orsini? And Orsini is Italian, if you haven't figured that out already. And Italian are not Jews. They control the popery. And the Orsini is the insider Illuminati family of the Romans, the real controllers. So don't let Christian Identity say, it's this doggone Jews out there. Then the others are going to say, it's a Muslim. It's going to be a Muslim. They have no idea. Because the Jesuits are going to lead Islam and Zionism to go to war. And that is the planned World War III. Albert Pike in 1873 is planned right on out. And so what will happen is Christianity will re-spiritualize with a new face. Islam, descendants of Ishmael, will go to war in the second seal with descendants of Jacob, Zionists, but the real Hebrew Jews or the real Jews, the fake ones they got in Israel today, will be virtually eliminated by the Antichrist. God will allow it because they'll sign a peace covenant with him. And God will take them out. And the real Hebrew Jews will emerge. The real Jews. Not the fake ones there today. Netanyahu and the Star of David and all that, that's not of God. Not even Jewish. The menorah, the candlesticks, that's the logo of the Jews. The real Jews. The Hebrews, 144,000, is going to evangelize the rest. The real 12 tribes will emerge. They're protected right now. They've tried to eliminate them for the longest time. They can't find them. And they won't till it's too late. Because God's got them protected. Well, Pope Francis convened meeting to address issues relating to same-sex couples, other non-traditional families. Seems to me the Catholic Church is re-spiritualizing already, setting the groundwork. This don't happen overnight. It's all happening, right? Little by little, until everything's in place. Just like you do your dominoes, right? You lay your dominoes up, you just don't knock them down every time you set them up. So you wait to get them all figured out and all put out and all this, and everybody's ready, big ceremony. You ready? Ready? Yeah, ready? Okay. Boop! And you hit them. And then one sweeping 10 minutes or whatever, they all go down. That's what's going to happen. They got everything set up first. Now, they want to make sure they have control of the population. And in another article I found, Rollback, bishops seek to balance opening to gays. Florida asked the state justices to rule on gay unions. And the church prepares a pastoral earthquake on divorce and gays. Man, they're re-spiritualizing left and right. You see? And the CFR, globalist, I'll tell you, all right, outlined strategy for North American community of the North American Union, which is one of the 10 kings of the times 10 kings. And the first healthy volunteers injected with experimental GMO Ebola vaccine. Come one, come all. Head down to your drugstore today and get your free Ebola vaccine free of charge. Get your trimisoprim, formaldehyde, and your Ebola virus freely injected into your system that can kill you. No problem. I can't wait to run down today. Yeah. Veterans, do not get that vaccine. Citizens, do not get that vaccine. Stay away from HPV vaccine. It's to sterilize your children. On my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I got a study there. You decide for yourself. I do studies on all this. I put it up whenever somebody wants me to or whatever, but I got the suicide study I did on the vets. It's going to tick you off. It's going to make you mad. And the HPV vaccine is there to sterilize your children. If you don't care, then don't go look. But I care. Well, they're not done. But I'll tell you one thing, though. The danger of what I tell people on this radio broadcast is that if I talk to those that are not born again, there's a problem. Because, you see, I lay out their power. And then I do the best I can to show you how that power is diminished because of what God can do. But if they don't have trust in God or have Jesus Christ in their heart, this can be overwhelming because they don't see God as an option. They see only what they can do. And then they realize how small we really are. And they realize how hopeless it can be when really it's not. Because they lose. And that's why they have all this fear of controlling the people. Because they're the ones afraid. Otherwise, they wouldn't have all this control fear, would they? You ever think about that? You'd think they have all the confidence in the world, but they would not. They don't. They don't at all. They have a lot of fear in them. Let me show you something else. Somebody sent me an article. Matter of fact, I had several people send me this article. So, you know, where it's pretty important. I mean, some of you may not think so, but I do. And apparently people sent it to me also do. And I told you all about the microchips many times over and over and over, how it relates to the mark of the beast, and how John MacArthur, a so-called fame evangelist or whatever you want to call him, a Calvinist, says taking the mark of the beast is not a problem. Well, that's completely against Scripture, as it could be determined in figures, because they're all turning away. Even Billy Graham has turned away from the truth, beginning in 1990s. He denies Jesus, but says that the Christ is okay, that any religion is okay. He says that on a Frost interview, and also talking to Schuller, who's also a 33rd degree Mason. Both of them are Masons, Billy Graham and Schuller, and Copeland. And Eastern Star is Joyce Myers. It just goes and goes and goes. Fam, what do y'all think the falling away is all about? Anyway, they're all changing. Even they're coming out in public. Victoria and Joel Osteen are coming out in public with their humanist attitude. To do things for yourself, but God will be happy when you're happy. So do things for yourself. What? That's what Victoria Osteen said. Y'all have heard that one, right? If you haven't, go ahead. I'm not going to play that over again. I have several times. My regular listeners are probably tired of hearing it. But in any case, let me tell you about, I'm scrolling it right now. There you go. Okay. The microchip. Well, now they've got voice prints that's being harvested by the millions. October 13th. A speech scientist with voice recognition technology company, ValidSoft, works on a computer that displays the voice biometric features of a telephone call during a demonstration of the company's office in central London. Associated Press investigation found that two of America's biggest retail banks, Chase and Wells Fargo, and by the way, family, both are CFR, are quietly taking some callers' voice prints to fight fraud. That's a fraud fighting fraud. A frog versus frog. They're both frogs. In any case, just like your DNA, you know who created Red Cross? You're going to love this if you don't know already. You know who created Red Cross? Yeah, the murderous Rothschilds did. And what did they create Red Cross for? To save lives, right? So why would I want to save a life when I want to take a life at the same time? You don't. So the Illuminati, the Luciferians, Rothschilds, the ones that are bloodline to Adolf Hitler, yeah, Stalin, a murderer, Hitler, murderer, Churchill, murderer, Queen Elizabeth II, who knows what the dickens she's up to, are all second cousins to the Rothschilds or her family members, according to grandfathers and great-grandfathers. Spreading that seed around, and I'm not talking about Johnny Appleseed neither. So you see, that DNA is special. That DNA they have in the Illuminati is not like your DNA. Their DNA has copper-based DNA, where you have carbon-based DNA. Sons of God to the daughters of men created Nephilim and men of renown with a different DNA than what humankind has. That's correct. Now, your David Icke, Jordan Maxwell, that's his mentor, David Icke, goes around talking about reptilians. Now, don't you think that's just plain silly? That you've got these lizards walking around, geckos and human flesh? And when they say that Queen Elizabeth II is a reptilian, you're going to say, oh, golly, isn't that crazy? Then you got those that follow David Icke in the thousands. And the others say, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. Okay, well, both works. Because you see, they'll say the same things I'm saying about the Illuminati. And then you'll associate me with Icke and the reptilian idea, you see. So I'm basically telling you the same thing, but it's not about reptilians. It's about fallen angels that's cohabitated with human DNA and created a hybrid copper-based DNA and human-based DNA for a being that can receive demonic entities inside them that you can't, to give them the powers they have, the knowledge, the channeling to operate through them. So the reptilian thing is a throw-off. It's to make it unbelievable so you won't believe it, obviously. So they're protected when it's right out in front. That's what the David Icke, New Age, Jordan Maxwell, pretend Christian. He's like Jimmy Carter. He's a liar about being a Christian. No way possible. When they support Helena Blavatsky, it is not possible. This is how they do it. I'm exposing everything I can expose in the short period of time that I've got. I throw it all in one bag and try to show you how it fits together. Back to the biometric thing. So for controlling, why did I mix up the DNA with the voice control? I'll tell you why. Because they have a data bank of DNA to identify your name with your DNA signature, where they can find you from space, from a satellite. Your DNA signature can be traced. So the microchips enhances your DNA signature frequency. They can find you in a crowd, in a circus, in a football crowd. They can find you. They can design a disease specifically for you based on your DNA alone. So they can, you can be sitting in a football game, a professional football game with, you know, 25,000 people, whatever, and a little popper cub fly over top of it with a spray, literally, with a disease specifically designed for you and you alone, and they'll kill only you and you alone based on your DNA frequency code. They can do that. So if I want to find all white or all black people or all white people or all Chinese people, I can take that specific DNA and design a disease just for that group or that family. You got it now? That's how they can do it. Any wonder why they killed the microbiologist from 2006, 2008 now, isn't it? Wouldn't they hate for that to get out? Mm-mm-mm. Or someone to come up with a, get rogue on them because the Spirit of God convicted them and they decided to go public on it? That's what hampers them all along. You see, God is in control the whole step of the way. He knows every move they're going to make before they know they're even going to make one. You see? That's why they got to get rid of their former employees, Freemasons, because they don't want the Spirit of God interfering with their plans. So they got to kill you before you turn away from their plan and become born again. So when you renounce Jesus Christ, Shriners, you got a short window when your mind control goes away. That's why your actors, singers, songwriters, dancers, etc., that's given their soul to Satan, go through a restructuring about 27 years old in a lot of cases. And they also know at some time and period of their life, their soul is going to have to give up the ghost to Lucifer as a signed contract. You'll have 2, 3, and 4 to die within a 1 month period, usually, of stars and actors because they've given their soul to Satan. Now, some of you might think it's kind of crazy, don't you? How about Tupac? How about some of the rest of them that admit that they, in fact, have given their soul to Satan? That's where all of our actors come from. This is what they've all done to make it. Otherwise, it would not be good actors and actresses. Now, some of y'all have heard this before, but I think I owe you a little bit of a sample. Jack Black, during the MTV VMA Awards in 2009, says it all right here in this awards on TV.
Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and, of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now, listen. Since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal, 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 metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just want to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
This is what drives them. Denzel Washington. All of them. Every single one. Debbie Gibson was a born-again Christian. She didn't take him up on it. Her career didn't go so far. But Katy Perry is another story. For example... There's many of them. And this is what the TV is made up of. And the movies. It's what drives it. It's what they use. It's what keeps us entrenched in this TV thing. Here's another example. For example.
Katy Perry, the big breasted
Oh, no, Bimbo, I can't deal with that one. I can't stand that individual. Sorry, family. That one didn't work. That's a talk show. I apologize for that. I don't follow those people. There's a a better one. That's by a person by the name of Dice or whatever. I don't go with these people. I don't promote them whatsoever. They're all controlled opposition. Okay, now, here we go in this case. This ought to work better, yes. Here we go.
You're doing really well now, but didn't you release a CD like almost 10 years ago?
I released a gospel record when I was 15 because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about, you know, what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
Now, in that particular interview, the lady that's interviewing Katy Perry, if you notice carefully, her earrings is the upside down cross. It is amazing the subliminals that they have in these. Now, Melissa Ford, one last one. Melissa Ford talks. It's really straight up front.
I had to ask some friends because I was hearing a lot about her, and so they told me, you know, who she was and what she was doing. And I come from the school of thought there's just some things that the public just shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like things that happen between two people, a wife and a husband, girl. I just don't think that it's for mass consumption. I just have always felt that way, and I just think that the whole idea of celebrity and fame has become really convoluted and, you know, kind of bastardized, like whereas fame used to be the byproduct of success, and now it's the ultimate goal. And if your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there, like sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like you're going to end up on a one-way street, and it's going nowhere. Like that's just the truth. I've seen so many people, like, forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not worth it.
Now, I'm going to stop there with this part of it because I can go on and on and on to show you how that really works. And I've shown you enough. This is what really happens on TV. This is what happens in your government at the highest level. And there's no good one going to take over. Any kind of so-called revolution will only get another secret society member. That's all. But you see, they lose. You understand this? There is no way possible for them to win. No way possible. Because the Creator has already got planned out what's going to happen. And all that's happening is you making the choice which side you're going to be on. And the Creator in you is more powerful than any created beings or otherwise. You're going to be tested. Stand the test. Stay strong in the Lord. And don't wait. Going to church, sitting there nodding your head up and down, whether you're awake or falling asleep, just being there is not going to get it. And listening to a good sermon, and there's structure to be good, doesn't get it. It's about you committing yourself to Jesus Christ. That gets it. Just sitting there, listening to some preaching, ain't going to get it. If that's all you're doing. It's about conviction. When you do something wrong and you know it, and you don't feel that conviction, something's wrong. You better get close to God. You better get close quick. There's a gap there between. Satan will get in the middle. See, a born-again Christian or a Christian cannot be possessed, let's say, put a spell upon themselves by getting involved in all these activities. But you can be demonized. Don't think you can't. And in church at the same time. They use corrupted Bibles in most all churches today. A very few use the King James Bible. And I've noted that some that use the King James Bible, I've been to them in my own life, they corrupt the scriptures. Using the King James Bible, like soul sleeping. There's no soul sleep. It's a heresy. And other heresies they teach. But they use the King James Bible. Family, it's tricky out there. You have to depend between you and the Holy Spirit, which is a connection to God. You and them. You and Him, the Trinity. You and Him. Between you and Him. Not some other preacher, rabbi, or pope, or priest, or whatever. It's between you and God Almighty through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Anyway, it's very important, family. Very important. But back to the secular The Rothschilds came up with Red Cross to gather blood, define the Hebrew Jews. Two, to have a blood print for each individual. Three, to use the blood for the manifestation of the fallen angels. Whoo, boy, that's a tough one. They need blood. They need flesh. I'll let your thoughts run with you on that one. Of why you're missing people today. In any case, they have a data bank. Well, now they're going to have a data bank, and have been for quite a long time, of voices. They have face prints. The companies that are involved in this have helped enter more than 65 million voice prints into corporate and government databases. According to AP interviews, dozens of industry representatives and record requests in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere. It's right available. And they're closing down in on us. But the closer they get to us, the closer they get to hell. Because that time is coming. When the 7 years, the real 7 years, which is only one in the history of mankind, is called the tribulations. And there's no 7 year cycle like Shemitah and Jonathan Conjob talks about. They're trying to make it look like the trivialize the 7 year tribulation period. Well, I'm exposing it. I'd recommend you investigating yourself. So now they're getting voice prints, DNA, and they're coming up with that digital tattoo, and this is how they think they're going to control people. And you know the other thing. See, they use the articles and newspapers and so forth to train us to accept their new world order. You all recall that I had mentioned before, probably maybe shouldn't mention it right now because I don't have that much time, but I'm assuming that some of y'all are watching for Jesus veterans. But in any case, I'd mentioned times before that America, the so-called American dream, was actually making the North American continent the target for a diverse cultural integration. Did you all get all that? I just made that up because that's what it is. I don't think I'd say it twice in a million years. America was planned in the 10th century. So by the year 1400s, we were put, actually the target was North American continent actively, to bring all the cultures together in one continent, have them interbreed for a different culture of people. They knew it's going to take hundreds of years to accomplish this. This is a long-term plan, to say the very least. Planned in about the 10th century, that's where Leif Erikson and the Vikings and so forth that had came into America. Well, you had the fallen angels that were involved in this, by the way, to scout out the North American continent of the indigenous population. Then they had to get the European side ready to move from Europe into the North American continent for the first invasion of another culture to infuse into the another culture. 10th, 11th, and 12th century, 300 years later, began the Inquisition. Between 1200 AD and 1800 AD, a 600-year period, the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people. That's just in the Inquisition. That's not counting St. Bartholomew Massacre, the wars, and who knows what else they tried to destroy. But the 1200 year, they gave them 200 years of mass slaughter, torture, murder, rape, whatever they could do, under the guise of witchcraft, hunting witches. Not a one of them was a witch. Can you imagine how many people that was? 50 to 68 million between 1200 and 1800 A.D.? So about half of that, well, you'd say like 20 million people are murdered by the Vatican. I'd say it's about time for this religious intolerance to put it behind us, wouldn't you? So by 1200 to 1400 A.D., 1425, they'd put plans into effect. And I have this documented in the Illuminati textbook, by the way. Oh, I do. 1425 A.D., plans were put into effect to target the North American continent. A generation went by to 1492, Columbus, a bloodline in Spain, to the Queen, set sail to lay that groundwork to bring in the first culture to infuse itself into the North American continent. You see, why would some folks in that was afraid to fall off the edge of the world, that's what they said back then, want to leave their comfortable life in Europe or Spain or wherever to come to a country they, or a continent they think they would die or they don't know what's over there? What would drive them there but death over here, over there, to make them come over here in America? And that's exactly what they did. So by 1500s, it's like, let's get out of here. Oh, yes, come over. I've been there. Oh, yes, it's great. Everybody's heading that way. So the Fabians, by the way, and the Freemasons, by the way. And that became the migration of Europe into the North American continent. So by the 17th century, the third culture was brought in, but this time under slavery. They brought the blacks in that were losers in tribal warfare in Africa as slaves to the South. The Rothschilds set it up in the so-called Christian nation. Uh-huh. And one particular place in the South. So they go to church at the same time, tend to their slaves. I see a problem there. I see a major problem. But now you got three cultures. Indians and Mexicans, or indigenous. White folk, just picking out land how they want to. But they are escaping death from the Vatican, which was meant to drive them away on purpose. And then the black folk come in, mainly in the South. And then after that was come one, come all, to make the North American continent a diverse country, well, actually colony, with about a 1,000-year plan. You got the idea? And here comes the evidence. Brock Chisholm, bear with me, regular listeners, bear with me. Brock Chisholm was director of the United or the World Health Organization in 1948 to 1953. Brock Chisholm. In Red Fog Over America, he is quoted as saying in William G. Carr's book on page 223, first edition, Red Fog Over America, page 223. But you must be the first edition, which is what I have. Quote, William G. Carr. After the nations have been merged into an international state, which now I've told you was planned in the year 1400s, the directors, which then would be bloodline later, of course, then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. Now, in that regard, we're talking here, from y'all's knowledge, the Antichrist or Lucifer. They just don't say that in this book. Continuing, quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. Quote, this experiment has already been carried out on a large scale, and Dr. Brock Chisholm, I spell C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M, continuing quote, has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, Chisholm, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. So there is your chaos causing racial conflict. To bring the order, we're tired of the conflict, let's get together, and let's bring the races together. And then they're going to kill off all the other pure races, all of them, except for the one race that they've developed. And then after they did that, they're going to render the masses docile and obedient. And the experiments on that was first carried out in 1900 by fluoridation. Now you know where we are. Technology. And ELF transmission through the microchip and the data tattoo. But this DNA thing, that's already been done. Now, if you want to, right now, or after the broadcast, you can look up The Changing Face of America. Changing Face of America, National Geographic article, October 2013. And there you have it. They have accomplished it. It is done. Since 1425, 1492 time frame, it's taken 2013 to show you what they have accomplished. Now, with war, their plans are to eradicate. Their plans are to eradicate the rest of the world's population. Now, how would they do that? By disease and war. It's called the seals. I don't know if y'all picked up on what I'm talking about today. I can't have any idea whether you did or not. I imagine I probably scared some people off. But what I'm telling you is the truth. This is what they're planning on doing. But you know, God has other plans. His plans trump them by decades. By a long shot. God's way ahead of them. So now you can see where this guy, where he gets his knowledge from. This guy right here. What he's talking about.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
There you go. Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, goes all the way back to the LBJ and ever present thereafter. Illuminati. This is what their plans are. They don't believe in God. Big mistake. What can you do? Well, in Oregon. Certainly Oregon are planning the child euthanasia. But in conjunction with this, somebody's doing something in Oregon. Who? Moms Against Marijuana Legalization. To lead you all into thinking that marijuana cures cancer and every other thing, making it illegal so that you want it legal. When it's made legal, then people are going to jump on it because once it was illegal. Well, marijuana has its downside, and that's what they're not telling you. The addiction, that's more psychological than anything, but then it leads to others. But that's not even that. It's the marijuana, peyote, whatever, breaks down your moral control. In other words, it makes you high. You know? So is alcohol and everything else. But marijuana doesn't give you the hangover now, does it? You see? It's easier. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a lot easier when you got your same water bong underneath your chin called an e-cigarette. Aha. You have a mass medicated nation. Now, why? It's like yoga. When you become in this kind of state, meditative state, marijuana and a high state, it's the same thing. You've lost that control of your spirit, allowing a portal opening for a demonic entity to come inside. If you do the research on it, you'll confirm this. This is what it's all about. To have the Christian put a spell upon themselves. Now you see how it works? But here are these moms here going against marijuana legalization. You got a battle going on. Oregon, big time. You can better believe the Wiccan, the Covens in Oregon are working full time at the highest level of government. Family, y'all better start praying. Getting your family closer to God. It's going to come down. It's getting close to that falling away. When that falling away happens, in one day, it's going to get nothing but ugly. And family, if you don't have Jesus Christ, the suicide rate is going to go off the wall. And I talked about euthanasia, suicide the other day. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. When you look back on the past, I was going to cover this. Maybe I'll just do it. Go ahead anyway. We've got some time. You got this article that came out. It's called, what's it called? It's called the 33 Conspiracy Theories That Turned Out to Be True. What they're not telling you in this article is that they're all connected. All 33. You got the Dreyfus Affair back in the late 1800s. You got the Mafia, which works for the Vatican, the Italian Illuminati. You got the MK Ultra, mind control by CIA using LSD. So each drug, listen, each drug, marijuana, LSD, cocaine, bath salts, you name the drug, has a different frequency. And that different frequency of that drug allows a certain demonic entity to come inside when you use it. You with me on this? Yes, that works. You had Operation Monkey Bird. Also, during the 50s and 60s, the CIA paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists, radio broadcasters, big-name media outlets like Time, Washington Post, New York Times, CBS, and others to publish CIA propaganda. CIA reportedly funded at least one movie, The Animal Farm by George Orwell. Church Committee finally exposed the activities in 75. They never stopped. So those that pretend to be truth-tellers are still living. Seems like all the good ones and ones that really come out are dead. That's a real good indicator, you know, at the highest level. You had the Manhattan Project. That's when the fallen angels were bringing in the nuclear warfare. Nuclear goes back to the plan, original plan, for a new and better world using nuclear energy. When did that happen, huh? Well, I got it in a 40-part plan. I found it in a Illuminati textbook, how they sold the American public and the world public on nuclear energy. Now they're saying it's really bad, you see. Hey, Joint Chief of Staff, I think y'all got fooled a long time ago, didn't you? Asbestos, respiratory diseases, including cancer, fluorine added to the aluminum pots and pans by design. And I have this documented, by the way, that the purpose of the aluminum pots and pans in 1950s by alchemy, chemistry, adding fluorine to the water, they knew by making the pots and pans and the coffee makers out of aluminum that adding the fluorine to the aluminum would give the baby boomers, by design, chronic fluorosis. I've got this documented. This is not speculation. That was the plan. Simultaneously, it's confirmed by CDC that when us baby boomers got the polio vaccine, remember the old scar you got on your shoulder, and they gave us the polio vaccine? Well, in between 30 to 90 million Americans, some lots had on purpose a cancer vaccine created in a laboratory in the polio vaccine, had cancer cells placed there on purpose, like Russian roulette. They had aluminum, fluorine together, chronic fluorosis, the Pablum baby food with fluorine in it. How did we ever get past in the 1950s and 60s? Then they had the cancer in the polio vaccine, and then you had Vietnam, where they purposely, dadgummit, they purposely used Agent Orange to give cancer to our veterans. And in fact, in 1966, they secretly allowed the specifications of a glycerol factory to be given to Russia, so Russia could make glycerol in 1966 and on to provide the glycerol and other military equipment to the VC to fight our own veterans. We provided them the plans for the specification of that glycerol factory, working with them because the Illuminati's work together. CIA works with the KGB, DGSC. All of them work together for the Illuminati, the Knights of Malta, Council of Foreign Relations. Now you get it? Watergate. That's during the time that Nixon was going to do his military coup. I told you about that many times before. It's all part of this. Tuskegee syphilis study, where they purposely, close to 200 men died of syphilis that was being used as guinea pigs between 1932 and 1972. Family, all this is connected. Operation Northwoods. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. Now, Fidel Castro, by the way, was a 7-year Jesuit. It's all played out. CIA brought him into power to take out Batista. It's all planned to start World War III in the 1960s. But there's four people didn't cooperate in the areas they're supposed to. Can you guess who those four people were? JFK, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X did not cooperate with Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Illuminati, and all four of them have something in common. They're all assassinated by the Illuminati and Freemasonry. Man, that should really tick some people off, what I've just said. And others should make you really curious. Don't you want to go check it out? Operation Northwoods. The plans included acts of terrorism in United States cities, killing innocent people, U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban immigrants, sinking boats of Cuban refugees and hijacking planes. And the plans were all approved by the Joint Chief of Staff and were reportedly rejected by civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. So you have a separation of the so-called patriots on this side of the pond, Atlantic Ocean, and the civilian leadership that's loyal to the Vatican on the other side of the pond. That's a presidency corporation with the bloodline. Both of them are bad. It's just which one's the baddest. Well, Operation Northwoods, A Pretext for War. I got a lot of details on that one, by the way. And you had the counterintelligence programs against activists in the 1960s. Kent State was part of whether or not Americans would fire on American citizens. The civil rights movement, hell, that was planned back in the 1800s. Civil rights movement, 1960s, the century. The Iran-Contra affair, 1985, 86. That's where Reagan was involved. He's another Knights of Malta, an actor. She stayed an actor. His cousin Nixon was also at Bohemian Grove. From their own, this is amazing. It's all involved in this. When you do the research, the BCCI scandal, you had CIA running drugs in L.A. That started in the 1950s. Vietnam was the way that brought drugs into America. In Afghanistan, too, that's one of the reasons they want the soldiers killed, because some of them know about the drugs they're bringing back from Afghanistan. For goodness sakes alive. Oh, boy, I tell you. It goes on. Gulf of Tonkin, never happened. I got details on all these. You see, the business plot of 1933, the military takeover, the U.S. government, General Butler, I played about that one, they're all connected. White House coup, conspiracy to assassinate Hitler was used to justify martial law, Operation Ajax. Britain had a spiffy trade deal with Iran regarding their prodigious oil fields, grant money. All that's part of this deal. The Mozambique, the Iran, Operation Snow White, the Church of Scientology decided that they had had enough, so apparently the Church of Scientology managed to perform the largest infiltration of the United States government. Well, I got news for you. The infiltration of the United States government began in 1776. Scientology, though, just continued it on in the 1970s. Infiltration of U.S. churches began in 1887. I got details on that, too. Operation Gladio, the stay-behind operation in Italy after World War II, intended to continue anti-communist resistance. That was us setting up the next fictitious alternate enemy of communism. That's why they had to kill Patton. Patton wanted to continue on because he knew these stories. Let's go on and let's fight those communists. They couldn't do that because they wanted to use communism to fuel Korea and Vietnam, take us up to 1980s. The Church Committee, the New World Order is real. I've already told you that dozens of times, how that works. All these investigations, Newhouse investigations of Kennedy later on, it's all just a bunch of baloney. Unions involved. The Jesuits control the unions. CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas. Old Little Rock. And what's his face? Clinton's. They're all part of this, man. Bohemian Grove. See, every single one of these, Operation Paperclip. 1945, Office of the Strategic Services, Joint Intelligence Operations Agencies, recruitment of German scientists from Nazi Germany to the United States. 10,000 Nazis we brought over. We didn't win the war. We just brought the war over here to use them. They used us. The Round Table Organization by Cecil Rhodes. The Round Table consists of membership, Bilderberg representatives, Club of Rome, depopulation, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation. Oh, heck, probably Elmer Fudd's got a council. Who knows? And Bugs Bunny. I mean, they got everybody there, you see, to plan what they're going to fail at. Because God's done got control of it. He's allowing them to go so far. Then you have the order of the Illuminati that they talk about, the Enlightenment Age. That's contradictory of terms. The Trilateral Commission they talk about. It's there. It talks about that's a conspiracy. Big Brother and the shadow government. I've alluded to that. You see what they've done here? The report from Iron Mountain. I've talked to you about that. The Federal Reserve Bank. See, they can get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. So when Ron Paul, a Rosicrucian, comes in, we're going to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Hero Ron Paul. Wrong. Because they're going to the digital tattoo. They won't need the Federal Reserve. You see how this trickery is with these people? He'll be made a hero because he got rid of the Federal Reserve. No, they're going to get rid of it anyway. But that's to pull him in to make him a dialectic, a trusted public servant. Big mistake. Jesus is the only one you can trust. That's it. And he's the creator of this universe. Now do the math on that one. They have a chance if they repent. That's the thing about God. He lets anyone repent unless he set them up with a reprobate mind. As I let you all know, in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 to 12, and for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They will not win. Whose side are you on? Me? My choice is the Creator. But you know, people don't want to touch it. You know why? Because they got to give up their secular life. I know. You have to give it up. You can't have it both. But the secular life is temporary. That sandwich is so good to eat, man. Ooh, that sandwich is good. Until it's gone. And then it comes back out again. You understand? You only eat it one time. It's done. But life eternal is forever. And that supernatural life is coming. There's no soul sleep. When you die, you still go unconscious and then go to sleep and then wake up in some utopia. It don't work that way. The moment you die, your body's dead, man. Graveyard dead. Ten penny nail dead in the wood. Your soul goes to heaven or it goes to hell, awaiting judgment. It's that simple. The Bible, I've got tons of scripture. Lord of mercy, I looked at the other day in research on soul sleep and all that, which I'm going to bust open here shortly. I've got 20 or 30 scriptures that prove that soul sleep is not possible. Now, you can make it up if you want to. They don't make it true. Family, seek the truth and pray, because if I can find it, you can. But don't let Satan distract you. Sometimes he will, like me too. He comes around, sometimes pulls me away, and I get distracted. It can happen to you. Home situations or financial situations or your own lust or you get too comfortable or maybe you start losing that humbleness or something. I don't know. Something. He knows your tricks. Well, don't get any of them. Stay close to the Savior. Because the time right now is practice. This is nothing but practice. Some people are going through it right now. But right now, for most of us, it's practice, really. Because when that tribulation happens, boy, you're going to know it. It won't be isolated. It'll be worldwide at the same time. So don't be fooled by Shemitah and all these other so-called prophets and whatever. The only true book is the King James Bible, because that's the one they've targeted. So they get everybody invested in all these other books that's just full of nonsense, or they find some book in some cave somewhere, or the Vatican says, oh, we found this in a deep, dark dungeon, in, I don't know, some kind of trash can or something down there, or some cave and cavern. We saw something that says Jesus married Mary or some nonsense, and the people believe them. But right now, the Catholic Church is re-spiritualizing to leave the Catholics out in la-la land. And their response will be to take the New Age movement. They'll be the only water buoy they're going to offer you. Don't take it. Take Jesus as your Savior. And hang in there. Family got to go. Remind you all, we're played up in HighPointRadio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcast and our radio shows. Bible studies. Tonight, 8 o'clock, I plan on a Bible study. Might be late. I don't know. I have to go to a meeting tonight. So I'll just be aware. I'll see when I get back. It's kind of up in the air. But do show up for Bible study. If anything, my 24-hour loop will continue to play. But I'm supposed to go to a meeting tonight at 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And if I can get out of it early, and I'll come to Bible study. Because I don't want to miss Bible study, but I do have to go to this meeting, which happens once a month. The second Tuesday of each month that I want to try to start attending. But in any case, I'm talking, hopefully finish up today about the King James Bible. And if not, I'll finish it up tomorrow. We'll see how that works. 8 to 9. And then, of course, tomorrow for sure, Bible study 8 to 9. Thursday 8 to 9. And Friday 8 to 9. Bible study at night. Broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Families, thank you all for stopping by. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at certainly at 4 to 8, 4 to 6, excuse me, Watchman for Jesus program. Have a good night, and God bless y'all. It's your Watchman, signing off.
From him, like sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.